Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
Big week and another good one coming up. Seven more to go. We'll be back at it again here. Thanks for joining us. Anybody else out in Vancouver, New Westminster, anybody on the West Coast at all, please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo.
I was wondering where you were, Max. I didn't hear you call and you were waiting. I was just about ready to give up, but glad you came in. What's new with Max? What have you been up to?
Good evening, Josh. His link was down. I think it was just connected. Jim just connected this a few seconds ago. So, yeah, everything is good here. Today was a very good day. I and my wife went hiking in mountains, and I took my handheld with me, and propagation was very good. I was able to establish couple of connections.
Yeah, that's good. We're hotter than heck here on the prairies, and apparently, so I find out, there's been lots of inversions from the heat. There was somebody else calling a net in Manitoba, and it was kind of interfering with me calling my net, not to mention the fact that I wasn't connected either. But yeah, that's good. You got nice countryside over there in North Van to do some hiking.
Oh, yes, it's mountains, rivers, creeks, and yeah, it's very beautiful here. But in terms of radio, it's sometimes it challenges. You basically sometimes have to call around the corner to able to get to repeater.
Yeah, copy that, Max. Yep. You need to get a helicopter to come by and plant a couple of antennas on top of those big trees that surround around your place there. Yeah, I remember the first trip I made out to Horseshoe Bay there to the ferry, driving through North Vancouver, and I figured, good Lord, these guys actually have a forest here. I was surprised by the trees. There's some really nice stands of evergreens and stuff in there. So, yeah, it's a beautiful country for sure. And lots of hiking and, like you say, creeks and rivers and all sorts of stuff there. So, but yeah, definitely a challenge for getting out through the trees.
Oh, yes. Horseshoe Bay is North Vancouver, and it's not very close to my place where I'm living, but close enough. And yeah, it's a forest. I live on a foot of mountain, basically, and it's trees all around, and we have wild animals, bears, deer, coming in a town, just like, you know, on a property.
Yeah, copy that. I have a sister and a niece and her husband live just north of you, across the ferry road in the Sunshine Coast there.
And, yeah, they have deer in the backyard and I don't know what else that doesn't walk through the yard on a regular basis. I don't think he has to go anywhere to go hunting, but they usually go out and go for elk, I think, somewhere along the line. But, yeah, definitely lots of wildlife there, Max. And it's nice to watch. I always enjoy watching Mother Nature as it walks around in its natural habitat.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a pretty good day, and week was pretty good. Weather still is good. We have a little bit of rain, but it's very mild. So, not hot, not cold. So, it's just perfect. Anyway, thank you for taking my call, and have a good evening, and 7-3.
Copy that. Can't complain about the weather when it's not too hot or not too cold. And yeah, North Van seems to have a little bit more moisture than the downtown and the new Westminster areas, I think, at times. But yep, thanks for being there, Max. Always enjoy catching up with you. Anybody else out on the West Coast, Northern Washington, or any place else, even Vancouver Island, we'll talk to you folks too, you know. Love to hear from you. If you're out there, please come in.
Charlie 7, Charlie Echo Beck. Me here. Hope you can hear me okay.
A little bit quiet there, Lee. Let me just turn my volume up. The audio was clear. A little bit of a hiss, but come again. It's Victor, I believe, Echo 7, and I missed the last bit. Come again. I'm guessing you're on an HT and you moved. Got nothing but static that time. Let's try that one more time. Move back to where you were and lean left like you did before. Hi. Go ahead again, Lee.
All right, we'll try it out on my deck. How's that? A little bit better? I'm outside the building. Let's come out and get a little bit more signal over to you. Lee, and I'm over in Coquitlam, just above Logie Mall area, bordering Burnaby. Just above Port Moody. Over to you.
Much better there. Yep, definitely better. Yeah, give me a call again there, please, Lee. I didn't quite get it all. Thank you.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Echo Quebec. I know there's a fellow who hosts Charlie Quebec Echo. I think it's Charlie. From another one, and then there's TQ. She's been around for a long time, too, so there's like three of us in a bit of a mix and match.
Well, I guess you could almost say you're CQ for DX there, but Charlie Echo Quebec, I got it. And, thanks for joining us, and what have you been up to in the last week, and what's new in your world in the, Surrey area?
Well, not too much. We're on summer break right now from the school system. Working on the maintenance things and taking care of the truck, looking at the projects around the house, and catching up on things we've been postponing doing until summertime or until we got some warm weather to be able to do various projects, you know, like painting or drywalling or move this to there or we need new covers or, you know, the drill of summertime. Well, yeah, a little bit of recreation in there once in a while, too.
Yep, copy that. Renovations, been there, done that. Hopefully I don't have to do too many more. Been in the house for, oh gosh, what is it now, since 81, so that's 45 years. And, yeah, we've put in new insulation on the outside, some new siding, new furnace, new cupboards, new flooring, new heater, new water tank. Yeah, we've done the gamut, too. So, yeah, it's... Well, it can be fun, but it can also be trying. And and it's work. It always starts with a W.
Oh, that's for sure. It does with a W. But we have to get it done. It was founded by your list. You almost rebuilt your whole house from the ground up.
Yeah, pretty much over the years. We had a flood in 2014. Very memorable occasion. And from that, I managed to get my entire basement rebuilt, lock, stock, and barrel, all the walls, all the rooms, and including the roof for the ceiling tiles in the main area. So I was quite glad on that. Lost a few things, but managed to break even, put a few more extra bucks, and redid the bathroom and moved it a little bit. And, so it cost a little bit, but most of it was covered by insurance, and we got a few new rentals and